Eileen Wesley is a sexual assault program director at Project Help. She says the agency works with people from victimization through sentencing and beyond. It offers ongoing counseling, relocation funding assistance, and other services.
Everything is a little bit more heightened with a human trafficking victim because we don't want them to leave. We want to help them. So we try to, from the very beginning, build a very good bond with them and build the trust. Trust takes time with human trafficking victims.
The Collier County Sheriff's Office had 27 human trafficking investigations last year. That's 20 more than in 2013. Detective Sergeant Wade Williams says how they understand sex trafficking cases has changed over the past few years. He says few cases go to trial. New procedures for interviewing victims has improved their ability to identify these types of cases. He says a lot of sex trafficking is moving to the internet, and Williams says all of the human trafficking reports within the past year and a half have been sex trafficking.
All these situations are, in my opinion, very depraved situations on the part of the trafficker. I mean, we're talking about exceptionally vulnerable victims who are already suffering from, in many cases, abuse and neglect, and have their whole life, and they're taking advantage of those vulnerabilities and committing even worse crimes against them.
Williams says sometimes all the Collier County Sheriff's Office needs is a tip to lead to a potential investigation. People can remain anonymous and use Crime Stoppers or Project Help's 24/7 crisis hotline to report suspicious activity. For WGCU News, I'm Tara Callaghan.